Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to your Tuesday edition of the British Tech News Show. I'm Kyle Swagger. Yeah, it's the 27th of January, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. The folks over at the BBC have launched a new thing called Taster. And no, it has nothing to do with food. According to the organization, Taster will draw on feedback from viewers and will be used to incubate new ideas. It said that its new hub will have a range of formats for ideas like mashups, radio shows, interactive digital poetry, and so many other things. Basically, when you get right down to it, it's BBC's new home for all its interactive stuff. On top of that, the platform is also encouraging users to rate content and share it with a wider circle. I guess in the coming months, we'll see how Taster goes over for the BBC. When I was looking at it this morning, though, it looks like something for Nickelodeon. Lizard Squad. Oh, yeah, they're back in the news. We've talked about Lizard Squad on the podcast from time to time, and this time their target was Malaysia Airlines, where this airline just can't catch a break. Lizard Squad attacked their website yesterday, and not only that, they also threatened to soon dump a load of inside info found on the airline servers. Malaysia saying at this stage all their web servers are intact and said it was not hacked. Malaysia Airlines said it also had resolved the issue with its service provider and its website should be back and fully recovered within 22 hours. Actually, as of right now doing the show, I did check it out, and yes, it does look like Malaysia's airline site is back up and running. As for Lizard Squad, the saga continues. Your Tweetbot user on Mac and realized yesterday, this ain't working. Well, the folks over at Tweetbot also noticed it wasn't working. In fact, yesterday, the Tweetbot app was actually pulled from the Mac App Store. Apparently, there was problems either with tokens or something to do with Twitter. Nobody actually really knows. We all know that currently on the Yosemite platform, Tweetbot actually hasn't been working all, shall we say, nice and smooth. The problem yesterday was the app seemed to be switching back and forth between accepting a few logins and returning an error message. But have no fear, Tweetbot fans, because the app has reappeared in the Mac App Store as of now. It's also accepting new logins. Pro Tools, yes, the very expensive recording software. The music industry standard for production. Have you always been wanting to, I want to try it, but I can't afford a third mortgage on my home. Well, guess what? Now you don't have to, because Avid is going to release a free version. Yes, free, you heard me correctly. It's called Pro Tools First. It's the free version that'll let you get your feet wet with Pro Tools. Most of the features are there. A few things are not, of course. You're missing extra tracks, score editing, and video playback. But otherwise, it's pretty much just like the paid version. And what Avid is hoping on is either you're going to go up to the Pro version, or you're going to opt in for those after-the-fact purchases to make a little money off this thing. You're going to get 21 audio effect plugins, but if you need more than that, you're going to have to pay. Also, we're only hearing you can only record 4 tracks simultaneously. You want to do more than that? You're going to have to pay. But hey, if you're on a budget and you want one of the best recording platforms that's out there today, this just might do the trick. I'm going to try it out. Oh yes, NFL fans, the Super Bowl is coming. But if you've got no way to watch all the deflated balls on your TV, you can head on over to YouTube now. Google has agreed a deal with the National Football League to show highlights on YouTube, and is creating an official NFL channel on its site. No. YouTube won't be allowed to show entire games. That would be dreaming, right? But the NFL says it will give clips of in-game footage. All the highlights from next week's Super Bowl between Seattle Seahawks and New England Patriots will be the first official videos to appear on the site. So if you've seen anything else there, it's not been official. Well, IBM. Yeah, it ain't looking good over there. There was a report that was issued yesterday saying that the company might be cutting 118,000 jobs. That's because of the 11 quarters of declining sales and the impact of a shifting industry demand. Thus, it would make it one of the biggest corporate layoffs on record. But IBM said, no, it ain't gonna be that much. IBM, in fact, released a statement saying, IBM does not comment on rumors, even ridiculous or baseless ones. If anyone had checked information readily available from our public earnings statements, they would know that IBM has already announced the company has just taken a $600 million $1 billion charge for workforce rebalancing. They're saying this would lay off several thousand people, not hundreds of thousands. Several thousands, you say? So what, 118,000? That ain't the number? What is it, like 90 now or something? And finally, it's 3 a.m. You're a Secret Service agent, and you're just on your fourth Red Bull. Then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you see a drone. And you think to yourself, is this the Red Bull, or is it really there? Nope, it was really there. And it sent the White House into lockdown yesterday early morning. And after it rolled out a potential threat of carrying a GoPro camera, the Secret Service revealed that the drone was just a run-of-the-mill quadcopter sold in any store. But here's the funny part. According to the New York Times, the Secret Service confirmed that the drone was operated by, get this, a government employee who was flying it for recreational use. Woo! At 3 o'clock in the morning, recreational use? The employee told the Secret Service he didn't intend to fly it over the White House fence or even near the president's residence. He didn't. Lost control of the thing. He's been interviewed by the Secret Service agents and has fully cooperated, they're saying. Yeah, I bet he's cooperating. Probably soiled his pants a few times, too. If you thought your Monday was bad yesterday, think about this guy. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Find us on the website at britishtechnetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow with your Humpty Dumpty Wednesday edition of the British Tech News Show. Yaman. Get all of you caught up on the best technology news that'll happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your Tuesday, and thank you for listening.